This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
World Water Day on BFM 89.9. Brought to you by Inda Water Consortium, New Life for Water.
The Property Show on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to The Property Show on The Morning Run. It's our weekly take on all things property related. I'm Sim Wee Boon. Today is a special episode of The Property Show in conjunction with World Water Day, which is celebrated yesterday, 22nd March 2020. The focus of World Water Day has always been on universal access to clean water, sanitation and hygiene, one of the targets of the UN Sustainable Development Goals. And here in Malaysia, one company involved in the ecosystem of providing us with clean water is Inda Water Consortium, our national sewerage company. So joining us today on the show is Narendran Maniam, CEO of Inda Water Consortium, to understand more about what Inda Water does and the business of wastewater management and sewerage. Thank you for being on the show, Narendran.
Thank you for allowing us to express whatever thoughts we have on World Water Day.
Okay, let's start off with Inda Water. What exactly is the main role of Inda Water? What do they do?
Inda Water is a national sewerage company and we operate nationwide except for the state of Kelantan, Sabah and Sarawak. Right now, we service more than 26 million people nationwide who enjoy connected sewerage services provided by IWK. But not many people realize that these services that we provide, this is because they don't see what we do. And actually, it's a good sign because when you don't see it, that means we're providing a good services to the people. The moment you have issues when you flush the toilet, that's when you're going to face a lot of issues. So we at Inda Waters, we ensure that all properties connected to our sewage treatment plant are treated and ensure that the treated effluent complies to the standard that has been imposed by the Department of Environment. This service is provided to all domestic, commercial, industrial and government customers. And at the moment, the people benefit from the services we provide. That is increased quality of life. We ensure good public health, clean environment, and of course, that leads to better industry and economic growth.
How important are sewages to a developed and civilized society?
Our services are comprises of two categories. One is connected, where all properties are connected through pipelines to our centralized treatment plant. We also have about close to 1.3 million customers served by individual septic tanks. And these septic tanks have to be actually dislodged or emptied once in 2 years. And if you don't do this, the accumulated sewage sludge will, beyond 2 years, will overflow directly into the water course. And this will pollute the environment. Hence, the reason why we actually encourage those properties with septic tank, you do have to dislodge your tank once in 2 years, please. Because by doing so, we can actually contain the pollution into entering the water course. Now, when it enters the water course, it goes to river, it pollutes the river. And we are doing all that we can to actually comply to the standards and make sure that we are not the polluters to the water course. Because river is where our drinking water source is taken for human consumption.
In a sense of like this work that Inda Water does, how big is the operation? I mean, how many people do we have working in the water, how many plants, how long of the pipes, extensive is this?
Okay, we have about 8,000 sewage treatment plant, public sewage treatment plant. We run 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. It's a dirty, difficult and dangerous working environment. We call it 3D. Well, our staff are exposed to a lot of things and it's not an easy task. And we have taken over the years, improve our efficiency, and we have narrowed our gap between our operation and our income. So we have done a lot over the years, and we keep focusing on our efficiency day by day. So in terms of pipeline, we actually have about close to 21,000 kilometer pipeline nationwide. So it's not easy, and with a workforce of only 3,350 employees. So it's not an easy task.
Yeah, it's one of those jobs that, you know, like you said earlier, you know, you don't see it, but, you know, it's being done nonetheless. But okay, with such a huge infrastructure and such a huge demand, is it hard to find people to work for in the water to kind of, you know, it's not exactly a super glamorous pitch, you know, to work in sewers?
Yeah. Well, it's definitely not a rewarding career if you actually compare with other utility providers. Our wages is still lower compared to water supply and power and telecommunication. And one of my key role is actually to raise the platform of the sewerage industry to be of mark with other service providers. It is very important. And if you compare with other utilities, it's one utility that has been looked down at for many years.
And just looking at the state of things, I mean, how is the state of our sewage and water management? How are the state of the these?
Well, the government do invest in our infrastructure. We have the Malaysian plan, 5-year Malaysian plan. The government invests in all capex. A lot of centralized sewage treatment plants have been built. In fact, KL is almost 80% connected. Penang is also almost connected. There are many states, they are moving into centralized sewage treatment facilities. So the government has a long-term sewage master plan to actually close down all the small treatment plants and connect them to a larger plant. So this will actually bring efficiency in the management of sewage services.
And is there like a timeline for this national sewage master plan? I mean, how long are we looking at it for it to be nicely rolled out?
Well, it's an ongoing process. It started off from the 6th Malaysian plan. We are now in the 11th Malaysian plan and moving towards the 12th Malaysian plan. And each Malaysian plan for sewerage services, there's an investment of probably 3 to 4 billion ringgit every 5 years period. So this is a huge amount of money spent by the government to build centralized sewage treatment facilities.
Are there still households in Malaysia that does not have access to proper sewerage?
Oh yes, we have some places that are still surprisingly served with poor flush latrines. And these are rural areas. In fact, in JB City itself, there are places with poor flush. So these are places that we will slowly need to migrate into individual septic tanks or connected services. So we have master plan to eventually eradicate all these facilities and connect them to centralized sewage treatment plant.
And are we far off from, you know, successfully implementing this?
We are getting there. It's a progressive effort, and I'm sure in the 10-15 years horizon, we should eradicate all this.
Okay, we're going to take a break now. We'll be right back with more after these messages. Stay with us, BFM 89.9.
The Property Show on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You're tuned in to The Property Show on The Morning Run. I'm Sim Wee Boon. And with me here today is Narendran Maniam, CEO of Indah Water Consortium. It's a special World Water Day episode of The Property Show. And earlier, we've been talking about what Indah Water does and why it's important to us. Now, I want to get in a bit to the awareness of Indah Water. I mean, it's important for consumers to pay its bills. But also, you know, there seems to be a lack of awareness. I mean, maybe you can talk about why it's important for customers to pay their Indah Water bills.
Well, it's very important because we need the collection to actually cover our operational expenditure and to ensure that all treated sewage meets the environmental guidelines. Now, of course, the tariff is pretty low. It's about 2 ringgit for low cost, 3 ringgit for village, and 8 ringgit for domestic house, which is pretty much very low. And our cost of operating is about 18 ringgit per customer. But we hope the public can actually appreciate all the effort that we are doing in ensuring that all the sewage collected is treated before it's disposed of to the water course.
Okay, there is a plan in Penang where, you know, they merge the water with the sewage bills. I mean, would that be a good idea moving forward to merge both the water and sewage bills together?
Yeah, because the reason for us to merge the water bill is actually to increase our collection efficiency. Because with the merge of these two bills and the customer don't pay the bill, we can disconnect water supply. At the moment, we find it a bit difficult to disconnect sewerage services, although we recently successfully obtained a court order to plug one of our customers. So moving forward, we may do so, but it's a time-taking process. Hence, we are actually talking to water operators to merge our bills. We have signed an agreement with Syarikat Air Terengganu to have joint billing implemented in March, and so far we are progressing very well with Syarikat Air Terengganu. Moving forward, we would like to actually, we hope that water operators from other states would agree to undertake the joint billing with us.
Okay, just to boil it down to the basic, what is in it for the consumers to make sure that there is a clean, smooth, running, efficient sewage system?
Well, if Indah Water stops functioning, imagine close to 30 million population generates close to 225 liters of waste water a day, goes into our water course without any treatment. Imagine what will happen to our environment and our rivers. It will completely go bad. And why we need the people to pay the sewage bills to enable us to ensure that our plants actually operate efficiently and comply to the desired standards before we release it into the water course.
Okay, and let's get into a bit about the future of sewage now. What are the works being done to kind of like have a more green and sustainable and environmentally conscious infrastructure in terms of our sewage?
Well, we're a company now focusing on circular economy. And apart from our core business, we are looking at alternative, which is because we have large plants who actually produce very clean treated effluent. We are looking into creating or becoming a new source of water to the country, whereby with enhanced treatment technologies in place, we can further treat this treated sewage to supply to industries for non-potable use. Industries that do not use water for human consumption or for F&B requirement, such as petrochemical, manufacturing industries. So we can actually supply good quality water to them. And this will ease the existing source for human consumption. So this is one of our efforts to become a new source of water to the country. Apart from this, we are looking at our sewage sludge as a source of energy, as a fuel to actually produce energy for our operations. These are a few other, there's also some other alternatives that we are exploring, and we hope we can actually make it happen. But our prime objective is actually to become a new source of water to supply reclaimed water to industries. We can do it through our water operators, whereby we can sell this water to the water operators who then can actually sell it to the industries.
That sounds very good, and all the best to that. That's all the time we have for today's property show. Thank you for being on the show. That was Narendra Maniam, CEO of Indah Water Consortium. We've got a 10 a.m. news bulletin coming up, followed by Enterprise. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
The Property Show on BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM celebrates World Water Day, brought to you by Indah Water Consortium, New Life for Water.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.